Simon & Schuster Audio presents American Rascal, How Jay Gould Built Wall Street's Biggest Fortune by Greg Steinmetz. Read by Fyodor Chin. For our children, Axel, Anya, Jasper, and Alta. Introduction. On a warm April afternoon in 1873, the financier, Jay Gould, took time off from counting his money to have lunch at Delmonico's, the fanciest restaurant in town. While he was eating, a lawyer walked over to his table, cocked his fist, and punched him in the face. A series of spectacular financial triumphs, some said swindles, had made Gould fabulously rich. Now, at age 36, he was the most notorious business person in the country. Like others who tried to claw back money from Gould, the lawyer was getting nowhere in court. The laws were too weak, enforcement too lax, and the judges too crooked. Gould had them in his pocket. Oysters and Veuve Clicquot were the rule at Delmonico's. The beefsteak was served au naturel. For most people, a meal cost a week's wages. For the rich, it was a place to enjoy their wealth, not pick fights. Joseph Marin, the lawyer, didn't care. Frustrated to the point of rage, he took justice into his own hands and clocked Gould in front of the lunch crowd. In a piece called Gould's Nose, the New York Times declared Marin a hero and worried about a pileup if others followed his lead. The flattening of Gould's nose, it wrote, would be an incident of hourly occurrence. This book seeks to explain Jay Gould and his underappreciated and aggressively maligned role in the country's transformative economic expansion of the 19th century. But it is just as much an exploration of Wall Street during its Wild West era after the Civil War, when, by the rough means on display at Delmonico's, the seeds of our current financial system were planted. Stock and bond markets were hitting their stride. Only the strictures of conscience, rather than law and regulation, governed the participants. That left the unscrupulous free-to-self-deal, fix prices, trade on inside information, lie to investors, and manipulate stock prices. Out west, Jesse James and other train robbers stole your wallet. In New York, men in top hats, abetted by corrupt politicians.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?